she got really sick at the end, and it was the 17th day of Ramadan. It was a Tuesday. She prayed Isha and Taraweeh at the masjid, and she prayed the witr, and then she went to her room. The people noticed that Aisha was not acting like normal, less active and not really talking much. So they noticed that she was really sick. She went to the room and she asked that nobody comes and disturbs her. Ibn Abbas, he was one of the very good students of Aisha radiallahu anha. He really wanted to talk to her. She said no in the beginning, she does not want to see anyone. But then he insisted, he said, there is something really important I want to tell you. So she lets him in, he comes inside the room and he says, she was very sick, she looked really in pain, and she was very sick. So I said to her, Abshiri ya ummah, O mother, they used to, as we said, address Aisha as mother. O mother, let me give you the glad tidings. So she said, what glad tidings are you talking about? He said, you are very close to meet with your beloved, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He noticed that she was dying and he wanted to make it a little bit easier for her. So he told her, you are about to meet with your beloved. It's just a few moments until you meet with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she was sad and in pain, so he wanted to cheer her up a little bit. So he started saying that good things about her. He started telling her, you're the one who taught us the sunnah. You're the one who taught us after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. You are the most beloved wife to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You're the one who was defended in the Quran when the hadith alif. He started saying this and that. She looked at him and she said, oh, Ibn Abbas, stop. Nothing of these things you have mentioned make me proud. The only thing that I am proud of in my life is that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away in my lap. That's the only thing that I am proud of. None of the other things you mentioned make me proud. The only thing I am proud of is that Allah chose me the place to be the place where Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going to pass away. And then she said, Ya laytani kuntu nasiyan mansiya. That was the statement Maryam made when she was giving birth to Isa and she was in so much pain. I wish if I was a memory that was forgotten. So nasiyan mansiya means double, not only forgotten, you forgot something and you forgot that you forgot something. So to that extent, she was in so much pain. And then finally she passed away. They say the whole Medina came in her janaza. And it's interesting to know the one who led the janazah was Abu Huraira. Look at the great companion. She narrated over 2,000 hadith, and the one, the most narrator of hadith, led her janazah. And the ones that cried the most after she died, you'll be surprised, the rest of the wives of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they were saying the most beloved of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had passed away. Imagine the other wives were saying that. Usually the wives compete who's more beloved. They said the one that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves the most has passed away. The whole Medina, they said, you can think when you come inside the Medina as if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself passed away. That's how sad they were when Aisha radiallahu anha died again at the age of 66.